I'm doing well, man. Glad to have, or glad to be here, I guess, more than anything.
How has the rehab process been? I know you're a couple of months removed now from surgery. Where are you at with things? And are you feeling like you're starting to get back into the routine a little bit?
Yes. I feel like the normal part of the rehab process has begun. I'm 12 weeks now, so everything went well surgery-wise and recovery. The early stages of all the mobility and range of motion, etc. And now we're kind of in a lifting phase for the next 8 weeks. And then, 24 weeks or 6 months, we'll be throwing the ball here in, I guess, December.
What about in terms of like the mental aspect of navigating Tommy John? Because for fans, people outside the game, it's become relatively normal for them just to hear a pitcher's going down with Tommy John. But I can't imagine that was easy for you to get that type of news. How did you handle that?
Well, I mean, I think at first you're shocked, right? You play 16 years professionally, and all of a sudden you get told, hey, you're going to need this surgery, and you kind of try to process that. I mean, I think I was always imagined that I was going to play my entire career and not need it, right? I feel like I got through all those humps and hurdles, and but it's also a time to kind of be like, okay, I had 1,800 innings or so on my elbow beforehand. Playing, as a reliever is a whole different game than being a starting pitcher, and just kind of the part of the sport with all the new variables of pitch clocks and pace of play and even the pitch shapes we throw. I think there's a lot of people that have said some really smart and wise things, so I don't think it would be one thing or another that causes it, but the numbers are definitely up. A lot more guys having Tommy John and whatnot, and you can't rush the period of time.
It's not really a brotherhood that you want to be a part of, but Drew is also with you down in Dallas. Is it helpful to at least have him around?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like Drew and I have always gotten along well, being Texas guys, but he, he's a few weeks behind me, or maybe a little bit more than that, maybe a month behind me, but no, it's been good to see a familiar face every day and kind of encourage each other through the whole process.
Are you anxious to start checking boxes in terms of throwing? Because obviously that's what you do as a pitcher.
Absolutely. I mean, who doesn't want to go throw a baseball? I mean, that's what I've done my whole life. I think I'm excited about where my body's at. I feel like I've put on muscle. I feel like I'm in some of the best shape I've probably been in the last, 5 or 6 years. And I'm excited to kind of throw the ball again and see how it comes out of my hand and feel good doing it.
It's rare to have downtime this time of year. How have you been spending it?
Man, well, there's no golf. There's no really any kind of swinging or throwing. So I have kind of picked up reading and a lot of time with the kids. So it's been good time. Very hot summer in Texas this year, but definitely been an enjoyable time at home.
Have you been able to keep up with the guys during the season, just even while you're away, still staying in tune with what the club's doing?
Oh, absolutely. My wife and I, we watch pretty much every night or day game or whatever. We'll have it on, etc. So I'll shoot some texts every now and again. Obviously, keep good tabs on the bullpen and like to encourage those guys when it's rolling.
Brooks, welcome back. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.